From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. As the U.S. announced it would open its Israeli embassy in Jerusalem late next year, the European Union voiced support for a long-held position of a two-state solution with East Jerusalem as the future capital of a Palestinian state. Speaking Monday to Israel's parliament, Vice President Mike Pence underscored President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Jerusalem is Israel's capital. And as such, President Trump has directed the State Department to immediately begin preparations to move the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Pence said the U.S. would back a two-state solution if it's supported by both sides. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Monday in Brussels received support from European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini, who told reporters the only way to peace is the two-state solution.
Clearly there is a problem with Jerusalem. I would say this is a very diplomatic euphemism. We Europeans, as well as all the Arab world the United Nations system as such, still continue to believe that the only pragmatic, realistic solution for Jerusalem has to come through direct negotiations has to be the capital of two states.
Mr. Abbas urged the EU to swiftly recognize the state of Palestine. South Africa's ruling African National Congress is debating whether or not to cut short the tenure of President Jacob Zuma, who was replaced as party chief by Cyril Ramaphosa just last month. Mr. Zuma, who's been in power since 2009, has been dogged by allegations of mismanagement and corruption seen as harmful to the economy and the party's standing with the public. He could be removed through a motion of no confidence in Parliament or by the ANC's National Executive Committee. This is VOA News. In northwest Syria, Turkish troops continued their advance against Kurdish militia in Afrin province. On day three of Operation Olive Branch, the top UN official in Syria, Residential Humanitarian Coordinator Ali al-Zatari, said it's unclear how many people are affected by the operation, but called it situation difficult.
Because the access that they have to basic necessities is rather constrained. Prices of commodities are high. Medical services are low.
Turkey views the YPG Kurdish units in the border region as a security threat, part of the outlawed separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party. Turkish forces and their Syrian rebel allies aim to push the YPG away from the Turkish frontier. The U.S. Congress Monday voted to reopen the federal government 3 days into a partial shutdown, triggered in part by a partisan dispute over immigration. Kurd funding will now last to February 8. Late Monday, the House of Representatives approved the measure passed earlier in the Senate, where Mitch McConnell is the majority leader.
Madam President, after 3 days of an unnecessary lapse in funding, a bipartisan majority has brought the Democratic leader's extraordinary filibuster to an end and passed a bipartisan bill to reopen the federal government.
He assured Democrats the Senate would take up immigration matters, including the fate of hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to America as children. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Washington must pay closer attention to its special relationship with Britain, even though President Donald Trump has yet to visit London.
Both from a security standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. And we need to pay attention to that relationship and the importance of this relationship on a bilateral basis as well, while we work together in common cause to address some of these serious conflicts around the world that confront both of our nations.
Tillerson also plans to meet European signatories to the Iran nuclear deal as the Trump administration seeks changes to that 2015 agreement. Pope Francis Monday offered an apology to victims of clerical abuse following his defense earlier of a bishop in Chile during his just-concluded week-long visit to Latin America.
Cosa sentono gli abusati?
The Pope said he hurt people without realizing it. Last week in defense of Bishop Juan Barros, Francis said there was no evidence he was protecting a priest found guilty by the Vatican of abusing teenage boys. His statement came under criticism. A new report Monday suggested UN peacekeepers need to change how they operate to reverse a trend of escalating fatalities. The report said the blue helmet and UN flag no longer offer natural protection. It said UN forces need to be strong and not fear using force when necessary. At least one Japanese soldier was killed and 11 other people injured Tuesday when an erupting volcano rained down rocks on skiers at a mountain resort in central Japan. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.